My mother told me that. I was pretty resentful about it, and I didn't know how to take it. And she told me, she says, now we've got to lay aside all this bitterness. There's a during the World War, right after World War I, there was a boy in the north. Distant some of those boys in the south in Decatur County. And somewhere at a barbecue, this boy said he wanted to meet some girl, you know. Then he introduced him, one of them. I don't even remember his name, and I wouldn't want to remember if I could. And he come and said, you know, talking slurry, you know, slurring about the y'all. And you know, just like they used it in the plural, in the singular, you know, we just speaking to one. And I said, we don't use it like that. I said, we use it when we're many more than one. And this is what he'd been informed that we did. I said, well, you've been misinformed. And we just had it round and round. And I said, now Tennessee's behind in education, I know it. But I said, just wait and see. We always have others always come up with somebody to fight when it's necessary. And I said, we'll get the education later too. I said, just wait and see if we don't. And I said, another thing, I said, no, no, if you all had, you had the advantage of us. And I said, the South had to come up to my ashes practically. The people come home, find their homes burned. Some of them, you know, the men ride home on up an old broken down horse or mule. Some of them walk home. I think my daddy walked home. And well, I don't know. I guess he thought he'd struck the wrong chord there. He said you wouldn't surrender. I said, no, never. And he says, well, let's call it a truce then. I said, well, I guess it's better. And I told my mother that. She said, now you're too hasty. Says that boy. Says, and others. He said, she says that the boys, the sons and grandsons of the boys that wore the blue and the gray, says they fought together in this war. Says, we are a united country now. We've got to leave all that prejudice and bitterness behind. So you should forget that. She read me a pretty good lesson. Made me feel my lesson wrong. Not getting so angry. And my brother teased me and said, oh, she's a rebel and unreconstructed at that.
Unreconstructed one.
Yeah, he said, she's a rebel and I'm still unreconstructed. They got me quite ashamed, you know, I felt like I knew I was on the extreme. But an impression, well, you make an impression on a child now.
Yeah, it stays with the child, I think, stronger than yes. If you were older.
That was harder for me to get over.
I sure understand it. I wonder if we could go back for a minute to different kinds of foods. How did you refer as a child to all kinds of food? Anything that was prepared, would you call them vittles, or did you ever say that
well,
word?
Yes, sometimes people would say vittles, and sometimes they would say food, and say what's cooked, or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And if you had something between meals, just some small thing between meals, what would you call that?
Well, just snacking, kind of snacking, you know, between meals, they call it.
Not very much, but... And if you prepared something, say, for Sunday dinner, and then you had something to...
I'm going to touch that.
Oh,
I
right.
Like to preserve it. Can somebody get all the can, but... I don't think
you
tried that serious yet, I hope not.
No, I don't think so. If you prepared, say, Sunday dinner, and then you wanted to serve that again Sunday supper,